Americans are having trouble paying back their car and truck loans. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. American consumers are taking on more debt to the point that some are having trouble paying back the auto loans. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us from Washington here. What is this from the Fed, Nancy?
Well, David, the New York Fed has just said that more than $23 billion worth of car loans are now delinquent by 30 days. So these people are a month late. And this is the highest number since 2008 at the start of the financial crisis. Most people, though, David, are paying their car loans on time. These borrowers who are late and behind on their payments have subprime car loans, that is, loans to people with low credit scores. And you may recall there were a lot of subprime loans leading up to the financial crisis.
And if these loans were to go bad, do we have risks to the financial system?
Not to the same extent as subprime mortgages. It's a lot easier to sell a repossessed car than a house that's been foreclosed upon. Also, if your car is repossessed, it doesn't drag down the value of your neighbor's car the way a foreclosed home can push down the value of the houses around it.
And briefly now, I also see the New York Fed has data on all this debt the consumers are loading on.
Yeah, it says household debt increased substantially in the last quarter of last year. In fact, it was the biggest quarterly increase in total household debt in 4 years.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. Stock in the soap conglomerate Unilever was up about 11% in early trading today. The news broke this morning that Kraft Heinz, backed by Warren Buffett, had offered to buy Unilever for a colossal $143 billion, but Unilever didn't bite. The presumption is there might be higher bids to come. Left out rival Mondelez. Its stock was down more than 2% in early trading. The 66th NBA All-Star Game tips off Sunday night at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. The league moved it from Charlotte, North Carolina, to protest the Republican-controlled legislature's so-called bathroom bill requiring transgender people to use certain bathrooms. Players, coaches, owners, the NBA itself all seem to be speaking out on politics these days. From our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
The ESPY Awards for Athletic Achievement last summer started with this, several black NBA stars speaking solemnly on stage.
Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Tamir Rice, Eric Garner.
L.A. Clipper Chris Paul called out violence against people of color and police. Derek White teaches African American and sports history at Dartmouth.
We are seeing a peak in terms of activism among athletes, especially in basketball.
White says the players have a strong union defending their free speech.
But beyond the union, what they also have, a certain level of security as long as the star athletes are taking the lead.
Nellie Drew teaches sports law at the State University of New York at Buffalo. She's not surprised by basketball's role.
Sort of the nature of the game. So we're used to seeing these players and their faces and their emotions on the court. In the NFL, they're behind a helmet. Expression of the field is not encouraged.
And, Drew says, in the NBA, league leadership stands with the players when it comes to speaking out. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Now to managing farms at a time of climate change. Washington State's been having drier summers, and if water is limited, there's some logic in routing it to crops with higher value. And that takes some fancy economics, making it easier for one farmer to sell his or her water to another. From Washington's Yakima Valley, Eilish O'Neill reports.
Brad Carpenter grows apples, cherries, grapes, and hops, four of Washington's most important crops. Statewide, those crops add about $3 billion to Washington's economy. Come summer, he'll need a lot of water to keep his orchards and hop yards alive.
They're all perennial crops, and if you don't get water to them, it not only affects yield from that year, but it affects the health and the viability of that plant for years to come.
Farmers in the Yakima lived through an excruciating drought the summer of 2015, and climate scientists say there may be even more summer water scarcity in the future. When there's not enough water, farmers like Carpenter lose serious money.
Without water from the Yakima River Basin, we're up a creek without a paddle and a boat and water. You may be losing as much as $5,000 an acre.
Carpenter has junior water rights. When there's a drought, his irrigation canal sometimes runs dry. Other farmers have senior water rights. They pretty much always get the water they need. Washington State's working on a plan to get the farmers with senior water rights to sell their water to farmers like Carpenter. Here's Joe Cook, an environmental economist at the University of Washington.
Some farmers would go to other farmers and say, hey, are you willing to let me use your water so that I can water my vineyard or my orchard or a crop that I really can't let go dry?
The water's so valuable that farmers with low-value crops like hay could choose to make money by selling their water instead of planting for a season. Right now, those farmers have little incentive to sell their water to other farmers, in part because there's a complex legal process involved. That's what Washington state officials are trying to fix. Legislators are still working to secure final funding for the plan, but once it's in place, it could serve as a model for how to make sure water flows toward the highest value agriculture. In Yakima, Washington, I'm Alicia O'Neill for Marketplace.
And the talk of Wall Street is the mutual fund that went wrong by betting the stock market would go up just a little bit instead of a lot. When the S&P 500 kept moving up in recent weeks, the Catalyst Hedged Futures Strategy Fund fell 15%. The Wall Street Journal says the fund uses complex derivatives that didn't cope well with all the record highs, all the exuberance. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 is up nearly 10% since the election. But in the down market this morning, Catalyst is up 0.5%. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.